Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started.
Hey, friend, and welcome back. Today's episode is a bit different. Now, I'm not here to teach, coach, or preach. I'm just here to tell the truth. This is something I wrote from the heart, and today I want to share and read it aloud, straight from me to you. So we'll get started. Can I be real with you? The thought had never crossed my mind. I never set out to write a book. I didn't dream about it, plan for it, or even have a burning desire to share the most deepest, intimate, secretive, sacred parts of my life, or myself, with the world. I didn't wake up one day thinking, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. No, I resisted it hard. The moment my coach at the time said to me, you're going to write a book one day and you'll change the lives of others through your story. Something inside of me tensed up. Resistance. Who? Me? Write a book? Is this woman even listening to me? How can I write a book or share my story? I'm a hot mess just trying to figure things out so life wouldn't suck as bad. But that was the goal. Just get me out of the suck. But the funny thing was, she wasn't the only one who told me that. You see, God uses people a lot to get his point and purpose across. And maybe this is your nudge to stop playing small and silent or holding back the vision, dream, or talent God called you for such a time as this. To share your story, your truth, your experiences, to help others in this journey, to not suck as bad or for as long. I question everything. Who am I to write a book? Who am I to share my story? What if it's not good enough? What if I'm not? But here's what I've come to learn. When God plants a seed, he'll send confirmation after confirmation until you start questioning and start moving. And so 5 years ago, I finally said yes. Yes to the calling I didn't ask for. Yes to the healing I didn't think I needed. Yes to the story I thought I buried so deep that no one, including myself, would ever find it again. And I poured my heart and soul onto the pages. I wrote Chasing Perfection, a book I didn't know I needed until I read it back through my own tears. I started with a placeholder title, Out of the Shadows and Into the Light, until someone told me it was too trope, whatever that meant. So I renamed it to reflect the journey I found myself on, and that so many others are on too. Chasing a life that was never meant for you to live. The life the world tries to sell. The narrative that tells you who you are, who you should be, what you should do, what you should have, how you should look. The chase that gets you so caught up you end up losing yourself, your way, your faith, your truth, your identity, your worth, your purpose. It's a chase that becomes a prison sentence. If you're not careful, you'll get lost again, like I have. I wasn't in the pit when I wrote it. I wasn't deep in the unraveling. I was standing just far enough outside the wreckage to see what God was doing all along. I'd walk through the fire and come out on the other side, not perfect, not polished, but honest, whole, rooted. That book wasn't about the pursuit of perfection. It was about something more, a better life, a lived life. The awakening that happens after the fire burns everything down, a fresh start, a clean slate to begin again. It was the moment I said, this is who I was. This is what I went through, and here's who I am becoming. And now, 5 years later, on my birthday and my book's birthday, I'm sitting here with a softer heart, steadier voice, and deeper faith. Because the story didn't end when the book was published. Life just kept lifing. And since that release, I've walked through some of the hardest, most heart-wrenching, soul-ripping seasons of my life. I've lost people I couldn't imagine living without, including my brother and now, most recently, my father, in the most horrific and tragic way. The fragility of life, even our own, can be taken away at any moment. I've questioned everything I thought I knew about identity, purpose, direction, and calling. I've screamed, cussed, and lashed out at God. And after my tantrums, I'd find myself in the middle of the night, whispering prayers through clenched teeth, praising and worshiping Him. God is so good. I've buried parts of myself and resurrected others. I felt lost again and still found all at the same time. But even in the storm, I knew the story wasn't over. It was unfolding. The journey is ongoing. You never arrive. And that's why I'm writing to you now, not to relaunch a book, not to announce a few milestones, birthdays, anniversaries, or celebrations, but to reconnect, to reintroduce, to tell you the truth. This work has never been about business or branding. Even though I've spent years behind the scenes running multiple businesses and building brands, more on that later, it's been about becoming. And if you're here, you're probably like me. You've lived through things you never thought you'd survive. You've been strong for too long. You've worn masks that no longer align. You've shrunk yourself into spaces you were never meant to fit in, just to be accepted, liked, noticed. You've performed, perfected, people-pleased, and pushed. You've tried to fix your life through your body, your schedule, your hustle, your habits. You've buried your needs, silenced your voice, numbed your truth just to keep the peace. And now, maybe, just maybe, you've had enough. Not a new routine, not another plan, but a pause, a timeout, a moment to exhale and admit, I can't keep doing this the way I've always done it. If that's you, I want you to know, I see you, because I am you. The woman who held it together on the outside, but was barely holding it together on the inside. And even now, I am still becoming. And because I want to walk this with you, here's what I created to help support you and me. First, a reset for when you forget who you are. I am enough. The 10-minute reset. This isn't just a freebie, it's a pause button. When the noise is too loud and the pressure feels too much, you'll receive a gentle reflection, a grounding prayer, and a way to reset your day and your heart in just under 10 minutes. Secondly, a book for when you're ready to remember. Grab Chasing Perfection plus the 5-year anniversary bonus bundle. This isn't just a memoir. This isn't just my story. This is our story. It's a mirror. Inside these pages, you'll see the highs, the lows, and the messy middle. The very things you've probably walked through too. And with your copy, I'm gifting you the Points to Ponder journal, because reflection is how we grow. The self-love guide for the days when we forget that we are worthy. The Fit From Within 7-day reset, a simple structure to feel better from the inside out. And if you already have a copy of Chasing Perfection, message me your favorite part, your takeaways. I would just love to hear that from you. And I'll send you the bonus bundle. No questions asked. Just want to share. And if you don't have time to read, no problem. I'll read it to you. It's available on Audible. All of these pieces are tools that I so needed for me back then. And the truth is, I'm still taking pages, not only out of my own book, but I'm going back to the same lessons and revisiting the same tools because they were helpful and they still are, even in the season that I'm in all these years later. And third, a journey for when you're ready to walk it out. I am becoming. A 6-week audio devotional experience. This is not a course, This is not a plan. This is not another program. This is a companion. 6 raw, real, voice note style devotionals with scripture, journal prompts, and reflection tools, and a guide that is your companion. This is one of my most favorite pieces. This is created for the woman who is ready to stop running and finally come home to herself. So I want to remind you today, you don't have to start everything now. But if something in this episode stirred something in you, don't ignore it. Think about it. Pray on it. Ask God where He wants to refine, redeem, and restore you in this season. What are you ready to let go of and lay down? So whether you begin with the free reset, revisit the book, or read it for the first time, or if you are walking through the full becoming experience, know this. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are not alone. You're still becoming. And I'm right here, walking it with you. So I just want to thank you for being here, for being in this with me. So if something in today's episode stirred something in you, I hope you follow that nudge. So I just want to remind you, you have the power to create your own story. So until next time, take care.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.